What happens when you add up the talents of an indie rock singer, a rapper, and a musician known for electronic soundscapes? You get a group called SSS. And our critic Robert Christgau says they sound surprisingly unified.
Sufjan Stevens is a classically trained singer-songwriter whose recent work has tended symphonic. Sun Lux is a classically trained beatmaker whose solo albums do indeed evoke luxury. Serengeti is a self-trained rapper who creates voices for a panoply of full-fledged characters who range from scufflers to yuppies. Billed as SSS, this ad hoc trio has just released an EP called Beak and Claw that somehow synthesizes their specialties.
Oh, it's a problem with the octomom.
Do you feel?
I picked her up around 6.
Like I do. Do you feel? Like I do. Like I do.
Of these three collaborators, Serengeti is my favorite as a solo artist. I love his droll, dramatic imagination. But because SSS really is a collaboration, on Beak and Claw, the mumbly rapping style he often employs for his artier characters is exploited as much for its down-to-earth musicality as for its verbal content. Hear how his vocal undercuts the gloss of Stevens' auto-tuned prologue and Sun Lux's shimmering beats on the EP's opener, Museum Day.
Dinosaur Museum Day, follow me through different wings. We were supposed to be the kings, but we were doing dope too much. Now we take jumbo jets, fly above the hinterlands. German like Wellendorf, well enough to paint a wharf. We made it, baby, gothic wooden churches, vistas full of daisies. We can feel ourselves, golden pendants poking through lapels, sharp like a sweater vest. Together like we end in S, a winter in Clindonia. Can't believe we were such a mess.
If Beak and Claw has a dramatic preoccupation, it's the lifestyles of the arty middle class. Several such creations traipse through the EP, nowhere more revealingly than on Beyond Any Doubt. Serengeti's character claims certainty, Stephen's character admits uncertainty, and neither seems altogether on top of his own reality, as Lux mixes spooky keyboard textures with happy ones behind them both.
Hey, if I could figure out what it was all about, I'd work it out.
I had the world figured out beyond any doubt.
Hey! If I could figure out what it was all about, I'd work it out.
I had the world figured out beyond any doubt.
Hey! If I could figure out what it was all about, I'd work it out.
I had the world figured out beyond any doubt.
Hey! If I could figure out what it was all about, I'd work it out.
I had the world figured out beyond any doubt.
It may seem like a strange thing to say about a record that's only 20 minutes long, but Beak and Claw really should be heard as a whole. The snatches I've played suggest its various flavors. But my experience with this download and vinyl-only EP befits the classical training of two members of SSS. It ebbs and flows best as a total composition.
The album from SSS is called Beak and Claw. Our reviewer is Robert Christgau.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.